This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field right now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It is the knower of all things charity and baseball and Corey. It is Jared Sandler. How the hell are you?
Well, hopefully I can know more about religion after talking to you in Germany and the history of religion in Germany and the intersection of those two things.
Don't ask me to repeat some of that stuff.
Hey, Jared, I just saw this from Sean McFarland. He said, it's taken an unusually long time for the Rangers to release their lineup. Usually it gets to the clubhouse around 10:15. It's been an hour plus. Is there any particular reason?
Let us know about Evan Carter already.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, I mean, I think Evan Carter's a part of that. I guess it's possible there's something else or someone else who... I don't know, but I do think a part of it is, you know, Evan Carter was on a rehab assignment yesterday in Frisco, and, you know, he's here and just getting a sense, hey, are you good? And, you know, talking to the right people to make that determination. And then if he is good, you got to make a roster move.
Okay.
And I don't know
Rowdy.
There's an obvious answer to that.
Right? I think you got a good point.
So I think that there are some discussions there, and sometimes in these situations, you know, if there's someone who is a little dinged up, maybe they go on the IL and you keep everyone around.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I think understanding...
Do you have a suggestion for...
No. I'm just saying, I think there's you know, you look at what you've got coming up over the next 10 days. You look at what you've got coming up over the next couple weeks and, you know, wanting people to be healthy and making sure you've got the fullest roster you can have. And so my guess is that, you know, that has something to do with the delay. Because it's not just, hey, are we activating Evan Carter? It's if we are activating Evan Carter, what's the next move?
I know it's probably not a singular factor, but how much, I don't know, credit, blame, whatever the word is you want to use to describe, has the offensive downturn, do you think, had to do with the absence of Evan Carter?
I am naturally against one player, even if it was Shohei Ohtani, having that much of an impact because they bat one out of every nine times.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that their impact is only felt one out of every nine plate appearances, and it's not to say that losing Shohei Ohtani wouldn't hurt the Dodgers, but the other end of that is they had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and they didn't make the playoffs once.
Right.
I think that, you know, Evan Carter's presence... The way that answering that question would maybe support the insinuation is that he adds a balance from a plate discipline standpoint that this team values, and he adds athleticism that for a team that is struggling to score runs, athleticism helps because athleticism turns walks into doubles and singles into doubles and allows you to go first to third and, you know, little things like that. So I do think that they miss him. I don't think that their struggles this week are as a result definitively because of his absence, if that makes sense.
And I'm sure you've already had to talk about this quite a bit, but with Robert Garcia, what's to be done with his usage? Because you look at four of the last five, like, high-leverage situations he was in, he gave up runs. Three of them directly resulted in blown saves. Yeah. I know Boach is loyal, and I just, where do you place him now?
So the problem, a couple of things. One, I want to give him credit for last night. Let's separate Robert Garcia, the fielder, and Robert Garcia, the pitcher. Right? Robert Garcia, the pitcher, gave up incredibly weak contact. He was hurt by Robert Garcia, the fielder. He was also hurt by another error in the inning, and then an infield single, and then he gave up two, you know, weak outs, and to go along with the strikeout. Robert Garcia, the pitcher, was actually really good last night. Robert Garcia, the fielder, I don't know what that, you know, that was a
Kobe no look.
Like, it's like when I go to the gym and I try like do like a hook shot from half court, you know, type of thing. And I think he was, if I had a guess, he has struggled and he is trying to make a play because he has struggled and he kicked that and but I think let's just take big picture. Yeah, Robert Garcia the last couple weeks has scuffled a bit, right? Yeah. When you are playing close games, it is tough to escape using a guy in what is not necessarily a soft landing. When you are not scoring a lot, you don't have the opportunity to hide a guy or give a guy a runway in a low-pressure situation. You know, we talked about Danny Coulomb yesterday. Danny Coulomb has been awesome for the Rangers. He has been awesome all year. He's not perfect. He's not going to have a zero ERA.
Right.
But it would be awesome if you could pitch Danny Coulomb and he can give up a run because you're up five runs at the time,
yep,
right?
That would be awesome.
It's tough to expect these guys to, you know, constantly walk that tightrope. And so with Robert Garcia, again, Robert Garcia, the pitcher last night, earned, you know, another opportunity. Robert Garcia, the fielder, just needs to let the middle infielders maybe make plays on balls hit up the middle.
Would you consider Leiter's outing a success yesterday?
I think yes. Now, I think you can look at it through two different lenses. One, let's ignore the fact that this is his first full big league season, and let's just simply look at, hey, this is a guy that is pitching on a team that is trying to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Because there's an off day tomorrow, it allows them to be more aggressive. And at the end of the day, he allowed one run over five innings to a good offense.
They are, right? A good offense, yes.
Obviously, you would like for him to get you that sixth inning to maybe help the bullpen. But because you've got the off day tomorrow, you know, you feel good about it. Now, again, the counter to that is this team is you'd like for them to give you some sort of a cushion to give the bullpen a little bit of a breather.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they're not really getting that opportunity right now.
Against a team who's like, I don't know, put some pitcher out there, right?
What's that?
In the Diamondbacks, they're like, all right, let's see.
Oh, yeah, they're bullpen. Boach's frustration last night was really telling, and he wasn't going to say this specifically.
There you go.
I'll say it. Jake Woodford throwing three plus innings of...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, no-run baseball is... I don't want to say it's inexcusable, because these things, you know, can happen, but it is highly frustrating for a team that is fighting for a playoff spot that came off an emotional win the night before. We always talk about building off of that. You know, you get to a bullpen, a bullpen group for the Diamondbacks that has not been good, and I think that's where the frustration is. If, you know, you faced Christopher Sanchez and he mowed you down over seven innings, like, gosh, maybe we had some opportunities here and there, but, man, this guy's been shutting everyone down this year. That's not the case for the guys they faced. Quickly, the other side of that Jack Leiter thing, for a guy in his first full big league season, yeah, he gave up one run over five innings, and I think what I loved is that he bounced back after the third, still had some traffic in the fourth, but then gave you that fifth for the reason we're talking about. If he only could give you four yesterday and allow one run, now you're asking the bullpen in a close game to give you five innings. That extra inning of work does make a big difference. So I just think this year in general has been a step in the right direction for Jack in a lot of ways. It's a lot of learning. It's a lot of growing. He just happens to be doing this on a team that, you know, is fighting for a playoff spot and not meeting expectations. If the Rangers were not supposed to be a playoff contender and they're in this spot, we're fired up about Jack,
gosh,
and everything
is.
But because he's now a part of a group that is not meeting expectations, it changes the narrative of everything.
Yeah, I mean that extra inning though—that's the thing that Dawson holds over him. You know, that's the key there. So
I mean, they've got enough on their plate, right? We don't need to relitigate any Jack Leiter stuff. I don't think
that frustration though from Boach, that swing the damn bats, that feeling right now. Is that felt in the clubhouse too? Like, are these guys pressing themselves? Do you get that sense from them?
I think I'll say this,
because they're just on a roller coaster right now.
I think these guys are aware of how frustrating a night like last night is.
Yeah.
They don't need, now Boach might have gone in there and said something, but they don't need Boach to tell them that.
Yeah,
they get it. I mean, I hate to say this, you know, we're 120 games into the season, and, you know, the Rangers could get hot.
They are what they are.
But, like, you know, at some point, you know, I feel like they've had these conversations, right? The frustration with the offensive productivity is not new to them. And it's not a lack of effort. It's not a lack of any. It's not clicking this year for whatever reason. And unfortunately, you know, it's put them in the spot they're in, but the beauty of it, they're 3.5 games back and the playoff spot, and the Rangers have every opportunity to try and make up some ground.
Guys, Jeff Wilson has reported
Wyatt
Dolis Garcia to the IL.
Oh,
I was about to ask that.
With a sprained left ankle, and Evan Carter has been activated.
And Wyatt's not in the lineup with a forearm.
Okay, thing. So now we know a little bit about that. And that's
interesting. Maybe him being back on Friday, or is this going
to... The thought is that Wyatt, he's available to pinch hit.
Okay.
So if he's available to pinch hit, plus off day tomorrow, seems like Friday would be okay.
With Adolis, he just kept going down in the lineup to this point where now hopefully that ankle will be...
I hope he comes back with the ankle's
better
good.
Ankle.
And,
but
his ankle.
Yeah, now...
Hold on, I'm going to pause it. I don't know.
No, I'm sure it... Yeah.
I understand it is a long season and everybody is dinged up. But on the surface, we can all look at this as maybe this is a mental IL stint.
I would say that this could benefit him not only in healing his ankle, but also mentally giving him a reset.
That's a great way to
but
look at it.
First and foremost, healing his ankle.
The other direction I wanted to go with this, what can we expect from Merrill Kelly? I got a good, I think, and we're going to play it in a little bit. Bannister gave us a really good scouting report on him, but it's been fun to watch him so far. I like this guy.
And it's kind of neat. You know, he's facing Zach Gallen. Those are their two horses.
Yeah.
And if Merrill Kelly pitches really well, we're going to say, man, you know, he really wanted to take it to his old team. If he doesn't pitch well, we'll say, oh, you know, it must have been emotional for him to pitch. You know, those storylines are always there, and, you know, we'll apply the one that makes the most sense based on the results. But
what percent of the time do you think that has anything to do with it?
I do think so. There are certain people who get inspired by trash talk. There are certain people who shut down, right? Like when I play basketball, there are guys who it gets in their head, and then there are guys who you don't want to light a fire, right? And I think that applies to these guys. There are certain guys who can or like to use that stuff. Other guys don't. The one thing I'd say about Merrill Kelly getting traded, I don't think there was like a a malicious split. I think he understood the circumstance. He's a free agent to be. You know, they were in sell mode. So I don't think that he looks at it like, to heck with these guys. But, yeah, I mean, it probably lights a little fire, and he wants to show these guys what I can do. It's just like, you know, if all you guys went to go watch Ruben play basketball, Ruben want to, you know, show out for you guys a little bit,
they
right?
would.
So
he'd dunk on them.
But I also think that Merrill Kelly understands that he's pitching for a team that is coming off a frustrating loss and wants to win a series. You know, I think what Banny said is – obviously what Banny said is – right. I mean, yeah. You watch the guy for the last time. I'm not going to say anything he doesn't know. But, you know, for Rangers fans who maybe didn't hear that, not a guy that's going to blow you away with high 90 stuff, but he's going to pitch the crap out of it by just, like, winning between the ears. And he's got a great changeup, and he changes speeds and moves the ball. And, you know, that's kind of his bid. And he's carved out a really nice career the last few years doing that. And he looked great against Seattle.
Yeah.
The command against Philadelphia was a little bit off, but hopefully a nice little reset here today, and he can get back on track.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm going to look forward to it once I know the result. Otherwise, I'm going to be like...
Just make sure to apply the appropriate narrative once you know the
okay,
result.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So then I will tell you my faux narratives going into it,
yeah.
All right?
What are my options?
You get the day off, and you were disappointed the day before against the Diamondbacks, but you did still take 2 of 3 feeling good going into the off day, all right?
Happy plane ride.
On the flip side, and I will admit I am worried about this. You stack up another loss, hit back at 500 on the plane, and you're like, oh, we're going into the last fourth of this season, really hurt.
But then an off day in Toronto, and who knows what happens there.
Yeah.
I will say, guys.
For sure.
I will say, in 2023, an off night in Toronto, years from now, will be talked about as a pivotal turning point. Huh. You know, and getting the season going in the right direction.
Getting some brisket sandos and getting this thing rocking.
Oh, my dear
God. Some poutine.
God.
Yep.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Thank you very much.
You got it, guys.
Right here on...
Hey, welcome back from Germany.
Thank you.
For still talking to me.
Jeez. Love you, Jared.
I was there to help teach baseball as well. I would hope you would support that. I get the other reasons.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.